You're welcome.
Hi, Teresa.
Jared, if you remember.
Take pictures.
Al Hydrant and AL.
Facebook it.
Okay. Hello, it's my test.
If you recall.
You'll have to find it because you want to keep that thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Many people.
You did a bad job.
My whole life is off. Everything's a little off today. It's okay.
Nick Alhide.
We're buying a form over there, aren't we?
Thanks for your debate.
This whole section is a disaster right now. Yeah, you ought to be. $87, that'd be great. Plus the gas to go get us.
Well, we're gonna take a look at it.
Did you do this yourself, Teresa?
Yeah. How is it? What was your first clue?
Sam, watch me name that compound.
I can't find it. We're totally disarrayed this morning.
Yes, I don't know what's happening over here, but it's scary.
That's the old test.
I think mine's here. I found it.
Did you find mine?
You can copy mine if you want.
What kind of compound?
This one.
Carbonyl.
It's in our notes. It's everywhere today.
Anybody?
No.
Huh?
It's an aldehyde.
Not an aldehyde.
It's a loud cake, loud and proud.
Oh, which one are we doing here? Is it? Oh, that one there.
It's written twice. I have no idea.
Methanol.
Methanol? Let me close your eyes.
I don't know.
Most likely, you don't see a call back.
I just wish I knew what was going on.
It's often called by a common name.
We're not doing the test thing?
I think this is notes. You know what? No, we don't need your help.
Ethanol. Often old by. Acetaldehyde.
Why did they shorten it to that?
Why do they call it this?
Yeah. Give me a second here.
If you have a bending ring with a, you know, this could be called phenylmethanol, but it goes by benaldehyde.
Of course it does.
The last question I'm going to call it this. These are named based on, these are common names, named based on the common names. For example, if I have, we're going to see later on when we talk about that.
That's formic acid. If I change my acid and aldehyde, I reduce it. Comes from aldehyde. Same thing, if I have a two carbon acid. This is acetic acid. And that aldehyde, that's aldehyde derived from acetic acid. So they use acetic acid as a root name. And that's aldehyde. This is benzoic acid. So these common names for aldehyde come from common names of the acids.
So what was the acid for benzyl aldehyde?
Pardon?
What was the acid for benzyl aldehyde?
What do you think?
Well, is that a trick question?
No, no, I don't. No.
I think a lot of things.
Yeah, I probably don't want
that. Today's not a good day for me.
Yeah, today's not. Okay, remember, see here? All we're doing is dropping icy acid. So benzo, add icy acid back on, you get benzoic. So it's benzoic acid.
So if there's an acid, you put icy at the end? Methic acid?
Let's take a look at the name of ketones.
What if we go back to naming these the other way, like we always did? Would we be in trouble?
No, not me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, sometimes you need to be aware of common names because, for example, you've heard of formaldehyde, right? You've probably never heard of methanol. Because most people call formaldehyde formaldehyde.
Yeah.
An acetaldehyde is probably used more than ethanol.
So when you use this,
well, like
in
a passing call, either way, that's fine with me.
That you'll never use in the real world, that's okay. I know, perhaps a dream. And you will continue to live with it, I
more or less the same rules as before, naming. The difference here, the air that enters me, O-N-E, or ketone. And just like alcohols, my carbamyl needs to have the lowest number on it. And my parent needs to contain the carbonyl. Let's do this one backwards. Let's do common names first here. There's probably only one we really need to worry about. If I name this one, this would be two propanol. Do we really need the two there?
It's the only place it could go, right?
No, because can I put it anywhere else?
Nope.
If I put it on the end, it becomes what?
An alcohol.
It becomes an aldehyde. So there's only one possible place. So it's two you don't really need. A common name for this. And is acetone. We'll talk about acetone later. Acetone's a great solvent.
Yes.
Body makes acetone when body breaks down fats. If you don't have enough carbohydrates, it's going to take the fat to break down. You get a thing called ketone bodies, which you pull down that. Where one of them will be acetone. So the body will produce it, and your diabetic can produce a lot more than a normal person.
So it goes to ketones, then it goes to acetone?
No, acetone is a ketone.
Okay. Oh, so the ketones the body produces are acetones?
Yeah, when the body produces ketone bodies, one of them is going to be acetone.
Is that why diabetics can get that smell?
Yeah, it is. You're out of here, ether? That ether you keep going. Ethyl methyl ether? For simple ketones, this is kind of funny. This should be what? Ethyl methyl. Ketone.
You said ethyl methyl, right?
I said it should be. Because if you think about it, we do the alphabetical order. If you take a look at common names for this, it's also called methyl ethyl. Don't ask me why. But sometimes you see labels that says MEK. MEK.
That's MEK?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It is?
Isn't it? Isn't MEK bad stuff?
I have no idea. MEK, well, it could be. MEK, I think it's methyl ethyl. That said, I never made stuff like this, and I think very few people do, but it's out there, so don't really want to sleep over that. Let's take a look at naming ketones. If I ask you to name something easy. Fascinating name that.
It's the familiar dentist right now.
That's B.
What's Samantha?
Ethyl propyl ketone.
Yeah, it would be ethyl propyl ketone. Let's do it the IEPAC name. Not the common name.
It confused me.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah.
Where you draw the cross? 1, 2, 3, 4.
So 3 hexatone. Just one. Oh, it's okay. Goes on the end.
Okay, common name would be ethyl propyl ketone, which, again, very seldom see that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hexanone. And ketone carbonyl is all number 3. Be 3 hexanone.
Methyl 5-3 heptanone.
Yeah, most of them were taking heptane, right?
I just forgot.
Dropped my E. And add ONE.
Oh, okay.
So 7 carbons is heptane. Drop the E. Add ONE. No. What else? I see a lot of them probably end up taking.
Aldehyde.
Carbonyl.
Yeah. I couldn't think of what it was called either.
So where are you in this one? I think Russell.
3-ethyl-6.
Okay, now, you want that ring system called? Cyclohexane, right?
So you just drop
me. And add ONE. So that's 3-ethyl cyclohexanone. So it's pretty easy, right? Yeah, no, maybe.
Parts of it.
Parts of it.
I don't know. Not the cyclos. Anything but the cyclos.
Cyclos would be great.
You like the cyclos?
I love cyclos. Do you want to say?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think they're
but they have to have the benzene.
I just feel like I'm lucky. Like
the
LNP. Yeah. The cyclos are an iffy thing for me. Just in general. We're going backwards now.
Backwards.
And of course he puts his hand up there.
What's that sound look like? Do you think Emily? So what's the cycle of view look like?
84.
Okay.
Circle like a square. Yeah.
Or otherwise. No. And then.
Well, why don't you tell me what? Okay, only tells me I don't want somewhere, right? With oxygen, carbonyl. So I throw that right there.
It doesn't matter where you put it, though.
Doesn't matter where I put it.
And then on the next one,
am I agree?
Yep.
What's this one look like?
And then on your third, you get a double bond of oxygen. And then on the second, you get
Well, for sure. start off with all that.
That one carbon has 20 oxygen.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Questions?
No.
Take a look at
Did we go through the test already? I wasn't awake. Why have questions?
You asked if you had any questions.
Yeah. Why have questions?
Nobody said anything.
I can't believe they didn't say anything. They're supposed to wake me up.
I can't find my test. I didn't know where to start asking questions. Me neither. So I just forgot about it.
That just zoomed right on by me.
Stop it, hang on. Fuck, God, I have ketones. Are they going to be polar?
Yes.
Yeah, they have that carbonyl. Anything with a carbonyl is going to be polar. It leaves these polar compounds. How about hydrogen bonding?
Oh, yeah.
Any hydrogen bond?
There's one of them.
Okay, what do I need for hydrogen bonding?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen bonds say what?
Nitrogens.
Oh.
Oxygen or fluorine, right?
Yeah.
Do I have that?
No.
No.
You have hydrogen and oxygen.
No, it bonds to a carbon. Double bonds to the carbon, never touches the hydrogen.
Acetic acid, you do. Oh, I'll never get this right.
Okay, there's an aldehyde. It has a hydrogen there, but it's not attached to the oxygen. There's no hydrogen bond in there. But I have a ketone. Ketones are the same thing. Would you expect, for example, I had let's do this one here. I have acetone versus rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Which ones have a higher boiling point? So you know the answer before you even ask the question.
The alcohol.
Yeah, the rubbing alcohol is going to have a
trash can.
Acetone is probably around 50 degrees. That's around 95 degrees.
Alcohol has a higher boiling point.
Alcohol, again, what you're going to see here. Alcohol is going to contain the bonds that are going to have the highest aldehyde and ketones, slightly polar, so they're going to be slightly higher than the non-polar alkanes. If I took a look at a series, for example, take a look at... Pentane, your pentane has 5 carbons. It's 1.36 degrees. If I look at butanol, if butanol has 4 carbons, but also has an oxygen in it, these two are about the same size. What was 118? Again, these are numbers you do not memorize. You don't sit down and memorize the boiling point of butanol is 118. Take a look at things in between them, for example.
Teresa already knows that, don't you? I
don't. Now, it's now the hive.
Why did you write it that way?
What was 76? Butanol. Which is a ketone. Very similar to butanol, 1 point. But 4 degrees less than, or 4 degrees less than butanol.
Is that Celsius?
Pardon?
Is that Celsius or Fahrenheit?
I think it's Celsius. Ketones are going to be soluble in organic solvents. Also, if they're small enough, in water. A good example of this is the acetone. You go a couple doors down the hall to the organic lab. If you do a chemical reaction, often you need to have all the water out of the system. It traces the water out. What people do is take it and rinse it with acetone. Turns out acetone and water are what we call miscible in each other. In other words, they already dissolve in any proportion.
They're what? What did you call
miscible?
Immiscible?
Yeah, miscible. The M means it's not. Well, which means that you can mix them in any proportion. A lot of things, you have a solubility problem. Acetone and water, there's no solubility problem. So that means if I take water and just put a little bit of acetone in it, that water can dissolve up in the acetone. You can rinse it out. Acetone boils up 50 degrees. I can just take it and more or less breathe into it and dry it out. So you get stuff, you can use acetone to dry things out fairly decently.
Huh.
I don't recommend
that
for drying your dishes.
No, I didn't. I used to do transfers. It looks great for transfers. You could print something out on a computer, turn it upside down, and use acetone on the backside, and it takes that tone right off and lays it on whenever you put it on.
Really?
Yeah, it's slick.
Back in the
country. It is indeed.
I thought you they just use it to make a couple of meals. Take off the skeleton nails.
Keep that in mind for a science project for Whitney.
Here's something for you, Brown. Man, thank you.
No. The transfer.
Formaldehyde. You've all heard of it. What state does formaldehyde exist in? Is it a gas, liquid, or solid?
Liquid?
Yeah, it's liquid.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have said one time in my life.
But not anymore?
Not anymore.
Trick question.
Formaldehyde's a gas. Yeah, that was a trick question. Formaldehyde's a gas. The stuff you hear about in zoology is a little crazy. Like when you die and they pump you full of stuff, is there anything?
Is that a gas when they pump you full of stuff when you're dead?
Yeah, then you're gonna go float.
Is it under pressure or something?
No.
They mixed it with something.
What you use really wild is what's called hormone solution. Let's think back, something you might use at home. Anybody use ammonia at home?
Used to. It's nasty. Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it?
Yeah.
So what, is ammonia a gas or liquid?
It's a liquid when you pour it out of the bottle.
Yeah, but...
Don't stay in the same room with the door closed.
Yeah, that's crisp.
Don't fall into my
evaporator. That's crisp. It's my hermit. Does anybody have a soft drink or beer this weekend?
Nope. Yep.
It's not soft drink or beer.
What makes it bubble?
Carbonation.
Carbon dioxide, right?
Sure.
What is carbon dioxide? Is it gas or liquid?
It's a gas.
Gas. That gas has been pumped into that drink, right? The same thing with formaldehyde. What they do is they take water and just pump, or formula solution, you just take water and just pump formaldehyde gas into it. It's like stuff when you preserve a little critter. That's a solution of formaldehyde gas and water. Same thing I do with sort of by ammonia. Ammonia is a gas. What you're doing, you're finding a solution of ammonia and water.
So they're just dissolving the gas
in
the liquid?
Yeah, they dissolve the gas. It's like dissolve sugar in the water. You just dissolve the gas in water. Well, formaldehyde's really a gas. So when you buy it, you buy a formula solution.
I always look confused. This is dated a lot.
They're all like 8 up
today. Yeah, we are. It's because we know about a couple things.
Yeah, we're done. It's used to make a lot of polymers, for example. I think I talked about Bakelite, which was one of the first polymers made. That was with formaldehyde. If you take a look at a lot of the carpets, like the back end of carpets, those are a lot of formaldehyde-based polymers. A lot of truss wall. Like a MEB board, that's going to be formaldehyde based.
MEB, you mean like the chipboard?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what that chipboard has glue in it.
Yeah.
That glue is a formaldehyde based glue polymer.
That's what adds to the pollution in our homes then.
Yeah.
This stuff's not stable, right?
Yes. What happens with that polymer, usually when they make it, there's going to be excess formaldehyde. It gets trapped. And over time, that excess formaldehyde gets more or less outgasses. So if you had a brand new carpet, brand new walls, over time, the polymer is going to outgas and give off formaldehyde.
Is that why Bakelite's kind of unstable?
I think you're right. Down in Louisiana, high amount of formaldehyde in the paneling thing. So what you need is let the air thing air out. The problem with homes anymore, they're all built like airtight. So, I mean, if anything's given off in sight, we're on the staging side, so you have less exchange of air. It's not a problem around here, but take a look at bigger cities. You know, you're producing getting thick combustion instead of producing carbon dioxide. You can end up producing, you think about it, you're going to make carbon dioxide. Well, you may on the way. End up producing carbon monoxide. Yeah, two carbon, one carbon. So if you don't have thick combustion, you're producing a small amount of formaldehyde. So areas which high and small, and you tend to have high amount of formaldehyde in the air. Well, formaldehyde, you've all smelled it, right?
Yeah, That's why smog stinks.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty good irritant. You get in your eyes tend to get red.
You've been doing, keep it hanging out there in the...
Yeah, this is me, not for
in the funeral home.
What?
Got your new boyfriend? It's a walk on the wild side.
Okay, weed would have been cheaper than the $82 eye drops.
Yeah. I ran to one of my friends this weekend from high school and he saw me drinking. He said, "Kay, you're gonna make more money. Have you started doing drugs yet?" No.
Let's look at a couple more.
Give me a couple of years.
Have you ever used a self-tanner?
Like lotion?
Yeah, lotion. Put on.
I put spray on it called
QT.
Pardon?
QT. Remember
yeah.
It turns you orange?
Yeah, it turns you orange.
You've done
it? Yeah, I redid that. It was cool. It looked like...
What that stuff is, it's a...
It has little. That's little ones.
It's going to be a ketone. Dry hydroxyacetone. You take a lot of stuff like it's on the self tan stuff. The active agent here is dihydroxyacetone. What that does, it binds the pigment in your skin from your pigment yellow.
No,
well
then. What page is that on in the tabs?
40. Here's some more ketones, which are kind of interesting. These. We're all found in sunscreens. Remember we were talking about sunscreens a couple weeks ago, I said, you think they're conjugated sunscreens? They can absorb the UV radiation. So here you have two benzene rings that are conjugated, and you have dual lines between them. So here's a question for you. Of those three, you know, you all use sunscreens. Some sunscreens are water soluble, some are not quite as water soluble. Which one would not want to go in the ocean with?
Dihydroxyacetone.
Okay, dihydroxyacetone, that's
sunscreen. That's self-tanner.
Yeah.
That's a self-tanner.
Dioxybenzone.
These three here, which one do you think would you not want to go in the water with?
Avobenzone.
Which one?
Avobenzone.
No.
Nope.
Dioxybenzone.
So now we just got two, so we got 50-50 chance.
Okay, think about it.
Dioxybenzone would irritate the OHs would precipitation reaction.
Nope.
Damn it.
Your chance is right. It's gonna be dioxybenzone.
Not the OHs.
Yeah, because you take a look at the OHs on right.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be more water soluble with the OHs on it. It can hydrate you on the water. The other two are probably a little less water soluble. Stuff like bullfrog, maybe.
Yeah, isn't that cool? They love that stuff.
I don't like sunscreen.
It's good for you.
Gets in your eyes.
Oh, here's some interesting outliers.
Yeah, that's how he did his eyes.
I mean, these are something you don't memorize. Aldehydes. They tend to have interesting smell to them, a lot of them. So the top one, cinnamon smell, that's through an aldehyde. Vanilla, in fact, they were making that a couple doors down last week.
They were making cinnamon or vanilla?
Vanilla. And citral is a smell like lemongrass or
lemongrass.
You can cook with it.
You know high karate?
Yes.
Asian food.
High karate was a
cement, like in the store.
Oh well. It's an herb.
It had a kind of lemon citrus smell to it. Citronella, you've all smelled like the things you get for the mosquitoes, mosquito lint. Yeah, that's through an aldehyde.
Does it actually repel mosquitoes or not? Can you prove that? Like with the geraniums that have that smell?
Yeah.
Will it really repel mosquitoes?
They say those. I've never done any tests on it.
I don't know if it's true or not.
But it seems like when I sit out with them, they tend to stay away from you.
They actually say eucalyptus works the best.
Yeah, I think eucalyptus smells good, but you can't grow it here.
Warm vanilla sugar, and they say it works.
They do what?
People come into Bath and Body Works and buy warm vanilla sugar, and they say that it works. I've never tried it.
I used to use Skin So Soft.
Pardon?
Skin So Soft works.
Yeah, like
I used to put on
my braces.
What
causes
that smell?
When they get malaria.
He's
tried
it. So they want
to get malaria?
So that I tend to have interest. Ketones smell aren't quite as good.
It's hilarious.
Pardon?
They carry. Wow.
Yeah, they do.
We had to put it on the ice.
Spray the motion.
Pardon?
I don't use it.
They may.
In our tray.
It's probably a mixture of aldehyde and esters. We'll talk about esters. Like, esters really is from life.
I have a random question. You know the benzene torches?
Pardon?
The benzene torches? Is that what those are filled with? It's just benzene?
No.
Why do they call them a benzene torch?
What is a bending torch?
I don't know. It's got a gas cylinder about this long, and you hold the button, and the flame shoots out like.
Torch. You know, like cooks use to make their creme brulee and.
Oh, that's butane. Close.
Well, yeah, because we call it a bending torch. That's what the label says on the outside.
Now, those are usually butane or propane or something. I'm sure right. I guess I have no idea why they call it that. Yeah, bending it. You don't really want to use benzene around your food.
Well, it's not for food. We use that on the trailer.
Burn trash with it.
Yeah, but like you're doing that creme brulee.
Yeah, don't use it on your creme brulee.
Don't gotta worry about me making that. Cheesecake's the extent of
that. That's a good place to put it.
Cheesecake and a
don't forget. Last for us in the week. See you Monday.
Yes.
Can you do the psychic ether answer for me real quick?
Girls, have fun.
You too. Have fun with your hessy.
I'm gonna rock that thing, damn it. And then I'm gonna get it out of my life and never think about it again.
Never think of it.
Hey, try not to get drunk and fall down the mountain.
Hey, I'm an excellent student. I will have you.
Drunk or sober?
Well, I've never had a ski drunk, but I imagine it would be pretty good.
Both.
I'm pretty cool.
Take care of her.
I'm a pretty cool
kid. I always have to keep an eye out for her. Why can't she keep...
I'm just kidding. Enough said.
Akeel and I.
Take it, Allison. Got some.
Like, are you drinking that straight, though? That's not good. I had a girlfriend that did that.
Have you saw those two? They're bright, but they're crazy.
They're scary, though. Just hope they don't hurt themselves. I bet they're fun, though.